I finally get to do another Star Trek episode. This week, it's Star Trek Picard trivia for episode 255 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The show wrapped this summer, so now it's fair game. Warning, spoilers are contained in this episode. If you haven't seen all of Picard, you might want to do that and then listen to this episode. As always, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. If you need rules or scorecards, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. And now, let's make it so. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who reprises his role as the title character? Patrick Stewart. Number 2. What longtime Star Trek troublemaker is featured in and dies in Season 2? Q. He is still played by John DeLancey. Number 3. What is the name of Jean-Luc Picard's son? Jack Crusher. Number 4. Of all the original Star Trek The Next Generation regular cast members, who is the only one not to appear in Picard? Denise Crosby, who played Tasha Yar. Number 5. Picard's dog, number 1, is what breed? Pitbull. Patrick Stewart volunteers with a pitbull rescue organization. Number 6. What Voyager actress returned as 7 of 9? Jerry Ryan. Number 7. What is the name of Cristobal Rios' ship? The La Serena. Number 8. Loris and other helpers on the Picard estate are refugees from what empire? The Romulan Empire. Number 9. What is the registry number of the Enterprise we first see in Star Trek Picard? NCC-1701-D. Number 10. What biomechanical race pops up in all three seasons of Picard? The Borg. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Tim Russ reprises which Voyager role in Season 3 of Picard? Tuvok. He's now an admiral. Number 2. What actress returns as the voice of the Borg Queen in the final episodes of the series? Alice Krieger. She played the character in First Contact and for the finale of Voyager. Number 3. What is the name of Dr. Crusher's ship? The SS Ilios. Number 4. In what year does most of Season 2 take place? Number 5. LeVar Burton's real daughter, Micah, played which character in Picard? Alondra LaForge. Number 6. How many episodes did the series have in total? 30. It's the shortest completed live-action Star Trek series. Number 7. After Patrick Stewart, which actor has appeared in the most episodes of Star Trek Picard? Michelle Hurd, who plays Rafi. Number 8. In the series, who is the Federation president? Anton Chekhov, son of Pavel Chekhov and voiced by Walter Koenig. Number 9. What actress played the Borg Queen in Season 2? Annie Wershing. She passed away after filming. The first episode of Season 3 is dedicated to her. Number 10. What 1926 Irving Berlin song makes several appearances during Season 1? Blue Skies. Ironically, the first version we hear is sung by Bing Crosby, Denise Crosby's grandfather. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. In what year does the show start? 2399, 20 years after the events in Star Trek Nemesis. Number 2. What was the title of the series finale? The Last Generation. Number 3. During the series finale, how many Enterprise ships do we see on screen? 5. The NX-01 and the A are in the museum, plus we see the D, the F, and finally the G. Number 4. Played by Issa Briones, what are the names of Data's daughters? Daj and Soji. Number 5. Who played the villainous Vadik in Season 3? Amanda Plummer. Being a Star Trek villain must run in the family. She's Christopher Plummer's daughter. Number 6. Brent Spiner played how many characters in Picard? 4. Data, Lor, Alton Soong, and Adam Soong. Number 7. what class of starship is the Titan A and later Enterprise G? Neo-Constitution class. Number 8. What was the working title of the series? Star Trek Destiny. Number 9. What are the names of Picard's parents? Maurice and Yvette Picard. Number 10. Chateau Picard is located where in France? La Barre. And that's it for Picard. How did you like the series? It had a rough first two seasons, but that last season was such a nostalgia bomb, I tore right through it. There's fan talk about revisiting Seven and her crew for a new series. What do you think? Let me know on Spotify or social media. I'll be back next week with another 30 questions. Here's a hint for what to expect. What country's name comes from the Latin phrase for unknown southern land? Another country trivia episode. Which is it? Tune in on Wednesday to find out. This was episode 255 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm getting up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When a U.S. expedition is attacked, three survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier, are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.